Jayam Vishnupad Paramahansa Parivraj Kacharya Asto Tarasata Shishimad His Divine Grace I see Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jayam Vishnupad Paramahansa Parivraj Kacharya Asto Tarasata Shishimad His Divine Grace Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada Ki Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki His Confounder Acharya Srila Prabhupada Ki Grantaraj Nitai Pura Premananda. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, the Summon Bonon, Chapter 13, entitled The Stealing of the Boys and the Calf by Brahma. Text 16 and 17. Text 16. Tato batsan adri twaitya
puline picha batsapam. Oh, that's the one that is in there. Okay. So 17 is the one that is, I never read by myself. So,
tato batsan adri twaitya. Puline picha batsapan. Ubhabhapyevane Krishna. Vichikaja samantata. Tato batsan adrishtvaitya. Puline picha batsapan. Ubhabhapi vane Krishna Vichikaja samantata Tato vatsan adrishtvaitya Pulinepi chabatsapam Ubhabhapi vane Krishna Vichikaja samantata.
Please chant.
Tataha, thereafter, batsan, the calf, adrishtva, not seen there within the forest,
Etia after Puline Api to the bank of the Yamuna Cha also but Sapan could not see the cowherd boys Ubhau Api both of them the calf and the cowherd boys Bane within the forest Krishna ha Lord Krishna Vichikaya searched all over Samantataha here and there translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki thereafter when Krishna was unable to find the calf he returned to the bank of the river but there he was also unable to see the cowherd boys thus he began to search for both the calf and the boys as if he could not understand what had happened purport Krishna could immediately understand that Brahma has taken away both the calf and the boys but as an innocent child he searched here and there so that Brahma could not understand Krishna's maya this was all a dramatic performance a player knows everything but still he plays on the stage in such a way that others do not understand him text 17 Kvapi adrishtvantar bipine vatsan palams chabishwabit sarvam bidikritam krishna sahasaba jagamaha Translation When Krishna was unable to find the calf and their caretakers, the cowherd boys, anywhere in the forest, he could suddenly understand that this was the work of Lord Brahma. Purport. Although Krishna is Vishwabit, the knower of everything happening in the entire cosmic manifestation, as an innocent child, he showed ignorance of Brahma's action. Although he could immediately understand that this were the doings of Brahma, this pastime is called Brahma Bimohan, the bewilderment of Brahma. Brahma was already bewildered by Krishna's activities as an innocent child, and now he will be further bewildered. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Ummilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurube Namaha. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Rama Padaswami Niti Namine. Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swamin Iti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashyatyade Satarine Vancha Kalpa Taruvyasha Kripa Sindhu Vyayavacha Patitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namaha So it's understood that to understand Krishna is not a simple thing, it's actually very, very difficult. Very, very rare. Manushyanam sahasresu kaschit jatati sidaye. What to speak of understanding Krishna in truth, in tattva, just to have Krishna say among thousands of men, just to have the interest of trying to understand beyond something beyond this material world is rare, one among thousands. And of those who have obtained perfection, siddhas, jatatan api siddhanam, those who obtain perfection, transcendentalists, even you know those who pursue the realization of the impersonal Brahma, the jnanis, the yogis who are trying to to trying to realize a super soul, and even those who worship the absolute truth as a person, who pursue the personality, the personal realization of the absolute truth, to fully understand Krishna, Vrindavan Krishna, is very rare. It's very, very difficult. So, and one can think about it, you know, of all these manners of approaching, or these different processes to approach the absolute truth, the realization of the absolute truth, one, even with the knowledge that we have right now of different religions, conceptions, the different conceptions of God, when we think about the source of everything, then immediately is this very powerful, supreme, super, you know, it's almost like a superhuman and super-like type of personality. Power, that's what comes. Because when we see the power of material nature, that is basically unsurpassable by any means of our, you know, human species. What to speak of the source of that supreme energy? So one thinks of a conception of God, of this most powerful entity. So power, grandiose, control. So one expects, you know, some conceptions have these visions of that supreme powerful being, the original, as a very powerful all person, like an all king or judge, very powerful. And sort of scary in one sense, unapproachable. Something that is so powerful and beyond that you cannot describe. It will be something very wrong to try to describe it, because there's nothing that we can actually sort of compare or take as a, you know, as a some sort of a picture of that supreme absolute truth, that supreme power. And even among those who actually is by their devotion are approaching the personality of Godhead, one can always understand same this supreme power as Lord Narayan in his full opulence and power. So in the case of Lord Brahma, Lord Indra, they worship Lord Narayan as the supreme personality of Godhead, and it's perfectly understandable. They go, every time there is problems with the demons, they take shelter of Lord Narayan. They go to the bank of the milk ocean and they pray, and Lord Narayan shows his full opulence through different avatars and incarnations to protect them. So power, awe and reverence, that's what we think naturally. Anyone will think of that supreme being. So therefore, to the manifestation of Krishna, who, even, you know, you ask anyone, okay, out of the sort of from the very beginning that you endeavor to realize the absolute truth, and then when you're in the full maturity of your endeavor, then you will see that supreme powerful being as an innocent child, beautiful innocent child that is blue and he likes to play the flute and he keeps cows. It's like, come on, you know, you can do better than that, you know. It's like, you know, the movie of the Wizard of Oz, right? That one imagine Oz as this, you know, powerful, and then, you know, one comes to understand that there's some regular fellow, you know, actually very unassuming, even, you know, sort of like a con, you know, type of person. So it can be. It's very difficult to understand. So this is what Lord Rama experienced, you know. He is the most qualified living entity in this universe. And when he sees Krishna, he gets, and you know that, I mean, he understands, he prayed for, all of them pray for, and Krishna tells, I will come, he tells them. So, but he couldn't understand that this is Lord Narayan, this is Lord Vishnu that is here. You know, he gets confused. Because although Krishna is displaying his full potencies, but just that manifestation of an innocent, beautiful child surrounded by all the beautiful children, and just playing like children is very bewildering. So he gets confused and he's trying to test. And that was a mistake that he felt tremendously remorse after. So if we think like that, that if this is such a rare type of understanding, how in the world is possible that people like most of us have entrance or at least some pursuit of this type of realization? We take it. We accept it. How is that we accept that Supreme Being is this most beautiful blue boy that plays a flute and takes care of cows? Because it just doesn't make sense. And that's the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. We just couple of days shy from celebrating this most auspicious appearance of Lord Chaitanya. And there's this beautiful song by Basu Ghosh. This one is by Vasudev Ghosh, who is the brother of Basu Ghosh. So these two brothers, Basu Ghosh and Vasudev Ghosh, they were very close associates of the Lord. They were amazing musicians and poets. And so they will constantly be companions of Lord Chaitanya, and they will sing for Lord Chaitanya. And Vasudev Ghosh, he composed this song that sort of expressed the sentiment of gratitude and the mind, the heart of full with gratitude of what Lord Chaitanya has given us, which is entrance to this most confidential, rare type of understanding of the Absolute Truth. Is this, the song is called Yadi Goura Nahoito, and which means, if Lord Goura had not appeared as a Yuga avatar in the age of Kali, then what would have become of us? And he say, how can we have tolerated living? Who in this universe would have ever learned about the topmost limits of loving melody that comprise the glory of Sri Radha? Who will have had the power to render ecstatic devotional service that follows in the footsteps of the damsels of Braja? Indeed, the clever expertise of the Braja gopis is a prerequisite for entering the supreme sweet forest of Vrindadevi. Oh, please, sing again and again the glorious qualities of Lord Gauranga. Just try to keep your heart simple. Not even one person within this ocean of nations has ever seen such a magnanimous personality as he. Even though I chant the holy names of Lord Gauranga, somehow I still have not melted in ecstasy. How then I have maintained the burden of this body? How has the Creator fashioned this body with a stone in place of Vasudev's Ghosh heart? So Vasudev Ghosh asked this question, what would have become of us if Lord Gauranga had not appeared as a Yuga avatar? What chance do we had when even the demigods becomes confused and have no access to this most confidential knowledge? And he laments that actually even after receiving this most amazing gift, my heart is not melting, so it's like a stone. Vasudev Ghosh is taking our position that we accepted and gratefully accepted this knowledge. Like I say, we all believe, we all have faith on that. But in one sense, we take it, in one sense, you know, many of us take it for granted. And the proof is that he says that if my heart is not melting, that's a proof that I'm not, that I don't really fully understand. So the devotee prays for that. I was going to read from the external reasons, the chapter of the external reasons of Lord Chaitanya's appearance, that also ties to this amazing gift that Lord Chaitanya has brought to the world, entrance into the understanding of Krishna, Vrindavan Krishna. So we can start to get into the mood of appreciation, you know, prior to Gaur Purnima. This is Adi Lila, chapter 3. Absorbed in such transcendental love, Lord Krishna, Lord Sri Krishna enjoys in Praja with his devoted servants, friends, parents, and conjugal lovers. Lord Krishna enjoys his transcendental pastimes as long as he wishes, and then he disappears. After disappearing, however, he thinks thus, quote, "For a long time I have not bestowed unalloyed loving service to me upon the inhabitants of the world. Without such loving attachments, the existence of the material world is useless. Everywhere in the world, people worship me according to the scriptures' injunctions. But simply by following such regulated principles, one cannot obtain the loving sentiments of the devotees of Brajabhumi. Knowing my opulences, the whole world look upon me with awe and veneration. But devotion made feeble by such reverences does not attract me. By performing such regulated devotional service in awe and veneration, one may go to Vaikuntha and obtain the four kinds of liberation. These liberations are Sarsti, achieving opulence equal to those of the Lord; Sarupya, having a form the same as the Lord's; Samipya, living as a personal associate of the Lord; and Salokya, living on a Vaikuntha planet. Devotees never accept Sayujya, however, since that is oneness with Brahman. I should personally inaugurate the religion of the age, Nam Sankirtan, the congregational chanting of the holy name. I should make the world dance in ecstasy, realizing the four mellows of loving devotional service. I should accept the role of a devotee and should teach devotional service by practicing it myself. Unless one practices devotional service himself, he cannot teach it to others. This conclusion is indeed confirmed throughout the Gita and Bhagavatam. Whenever there is a decline in religious practice, all descendants of Bharat, and a predominant rise of irreligion, at that time I descend myself to deliver the pious and to annihilate the miscreants, as well as to reestablish the principles of religion. I myself appears millennium after millennium. If I did not show the proper principles of religion, all this world will fall into ruin. I will be the cause of unwanted population and would spoil all these living beings. Whenever actions a great man performs, common people follow, and whatever standard he sets by exemplary acts, all the world pursues. My plenary portions can establish the religions, the principles of religions for each age, but no one but me, however, can bestow the kind of loving service performed by the residents of Braja. There may be many all auspicious incarnations of the personality of Godhead, but who other than Lord Sri Krishna can bestow love of God upon the surrendered souls? Therefore, in the company of my devotees, I shall appear on earth and perform various colorful pastimes. End of quote. Thinking thus, the personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna himself, descended at Nadia early in the age of Kali. Thus, the lion-like Lord Chaitanya has appeared in Navadvip. He has the shoulders of a lion, the power of a lion, and the loud voice of a lion. May that lion be seated in the core of the heart of every living being. Thus, with his resounding roar, may he drive away one's elephantine vices. In his early pastimes, he is known as Vishwambhara, because he floods the world with the nectar of devotion and thus save the living beings. and so go on the nectar of Chaitanya Charitamrita. So this is the amazing gift of Lord Chaitanya, that in this most magnanimous manifestation he is given something that no other incarnations have ever give. This is that intro verse. Another pita charin chirat karuna ya bhartina kalo samarpa jitun una to jwala rasam swabhakti shriyam hari purata sundara dyuti kanda kadamba sandipita sadahri dyakandare spuratuba sachi nandanaha. This is from the Vidakta Madhava by Srila Rupa Goswami. Beautiful verse. This is the intro of the Vidakta Madhava. May the Supreme Lord, who is known as the son of Srimati Sachidevi, be transcendentally situated in the innermost court of your heart, resplendent with the radiance of molten gold. He have descended in the age of Kali by his costless mercy to bestow what no other incarnation have ever offered before, the most elevated mellow of devotional service, the mellow of conjugal love. So, by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, we have entrance to understand Krishna, Vrindavan Krishna. And through Lord Chaitanya and through the presence of Lord Chaitanya, that's the opportunity that the great personalities like Brahma and Indra and so many of the great personalities, demigods, came to have full access to Krishna in this most confidential manifestation, or his original, the source of everything. Beautiful Vrindavan Krishna. So Lord Brahma appeared as Haridas Thakur, and so many others. King Patrapurudra is, I believe, is Lord Indra, or at least, you know, actually many of them, they're combined. They come and enters into the different personalities. So Prahlad Maharaj, Arjuna, and you know, they enter into one. I think Lord Brahma is Haridas Thakur is a combination of Lord Brahma and Prahlad Maharaj, something like that. I can't remember very clear, but they have all these combined, joined personalities in one personality. Any comments or questions? So we can stop here. Garantara Shriman Bhagavatam Ki Jai.